Now,
I want you to look over this list. Who doesn't have a list?
You put them on the places when people weren't here.
Oh, okay.
Look over this list. See if you find a principle that interests you. The first one that finds something interesting and states it, we'll talk about it. So I'll just wait.
Well, I have a question on the spiritual hierarchy. On which principle are they founded? So there's a principle of hierarchy, or is a principle of spiritual hierarchies?
No, there's a principle of hierarchy in all things.
So it's a question, what is the spiritual hierarchy?
Okay, since you brought that up first, we'll talk about that. After I get a glass of water.
Okay.
Would you pour me?
By the way, that sun moon thing you said, that's the duality principle.
Yeah. The duality principle?
Yeah, I think that is.
Wait, you gotta say it louder for the microphone.
Oh.
Say it again?
No.
The sun and the moon have...
Well, Artie was just saying the sun and the moon also represent duality. The moon kind of, I believe, is like a female energy, and the earth is like a male energy.
Yeah, but how do they, being the same size, how does that, what is...
We're not the same size. Earth's a lot bigger than the moon.
The sun represents male energy, right?
Yeah, right.
Oh, you. The moon is female energy.
Yeah.
Even though the male's bigger.
Oh, in relation to the earth. Okay,
if you... bigger.
Yeah.
When you put them together, they're
equal. That's from a distance.
Female energy.
Yeah, that's interesting, Doug.
Yep.
The sun's radiating.
Right, the sun is radiating and the moon reflects. Right. Yeah.
When I read the What is the Spirit, why do I hear all is hierarchy and hierarchy is all? Where do I hear that from?
DK said that, all is hierarchy.
Oh, all right, thank you.
Yeah. So you, maybe you read it in one of his books there. Okay, if I say, okay, there's the hierarchy in this company, say James here is the boss of this particular company, and he's ahead of the hierarchy. Okay, that's a fact. But does that explain the principle of hierarchy?
Not at all.
Well, what's the principle of behind hierarchy?
Sacred order.
Okay, anything else? Yeah.
Maybe it has to do with a level of experience that would allow people with less experience to look up towards that person.
Okay.
Somebody always works for somebody.
Well, you kind of... That's kind of... colloquial way of saying it, but you're on the right track.
How about just structure?
Structure?
Just structure.
Well, it seems like throughout the universe, it's you know, things coming together in organizations. So, you know, we've got everything at smaller and smaller levels grouping together to create this natural hierarchy. And so it seems that that's just kind of the natural order throughout the universe.
Okay. Let me ask this question. Is the creation of a hierarchy a natural thing? Does it always happen?
Always.
No, doesn't happen in my garden.
Possible words.
Okay, among intelligences, where there is intelligence, hierarchy always happens. Okay.
Where there is intelligence.
It's just yes.
Highest intelligence. Even raising kids, I mean, there's a pecking order.
Right. With your kids, you'll have one that's the boss of the other kids, right? You'll always have a natural hierarchy forming wherever there's intelligence. Now, even in the molecules and the cells, you'll have dominant atoms and molecules and cells and organs. Wherever there's life and extensions of life, hierarchy begins to accumulate because hierarchy is the essence of form. Without hierarchy, there would be no form. You would have no body. We would have no earth. We wouldn't even have minerals. We would have no creation. Because hierarchy, whenever there's intelligent creation happening, there's some type of hierarchy as intelligence puts things together. There will be certain intelligences that will take responsibility. And the ones that take responsibility become... the leaders, and the ones that are willing to work will be the followers, and then there will be ones that the ne'er-do-wells who are left in the dust, so to speak, and they have to be recycled eventually because they're not participating in creation. So wherever there's intelligence, there is hierarchy. And for instance, we read in the scripture about God and the angels. So we have God is the head of the hierarchy there, and he tells the angels what to do according to the scriptures. Okay, and when we have a business put together, we have the guy that's the owner or the boss, and he keeps everything going. He takes responsibility and designates jobs for everybody to do. And then in bigger businesses, you have corporations, big corporations where you have divisions, and you have the guy that's head of divisions, and then the head of all the divisions, and then each division has a head, and then within the division itself, you'll have foremen and all kinds of people, and then leaders maybe over just groups of three. So you'll have hierarchy happening in every creation that is successful. And you'll find every creation that's not successful will not have a good hierarchy. Without a good hierarchy, everything just falls apart. And so we also have a spiritual hierarchy, and this is something that's not understood by a lot of people in the spiritual movement, because a lot of them are of the mindset that we're above hierarchy. We're above leaders and followers, and we're above teachers and students. We're all teachers and students. We're all leaders. We're all followers. And they kind of water down this idea of hierarchy. But it's interesting that a lot of the people in the New Age movement just can't seem to establish a relationship with anyone. A lot of them can't even get a girlfriend. A lot of them just can't have a stable marriage. They can't have a stable job. They have a tough time, a lot of these really spiritual-minded people, because of this idea they have. There is no hierarchy. There is no good. There is no bad. There is no duality. We're all living above everything in the spiritual wonderland where all is wonderful, no students and teachers, and we're just, everybody's equal. So they have this philosophy has surfaced here, which I would call anti-hierarchy. And they're really missing the point, because to have a successful creation, you need a hierarchy of some kind. And hierarchy always exists. Now, the trick is to have a hierarchy without a dictatorship. Because we don't want a hierarchy where the leader commands you to do something that is wrong and you have no way of doing anything but saying yes or else off with your head type thing. Okay? But as we have evolved, it's interesting that even the bad hierarchies we've had in our past have been better than no hierarchies. Because even with the bad hierarchies we've had in our past, they've led us to the point to where eventually we establish a free government where people are able to vote for their hierarchies and dismiss their hierarchies if they're not doing a good job. And so we're evolving, so we're creating better hierarchies. And this is the destiny of human beings, is to be able to create an hierarchy on the earth as it is in heaven, so to speak. Pattern after the words of Jesus, where it says, "Let thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." Let the hierarchies be on earth as they are in heaven. And so in the spiritual hierarchy, the head of that, what we call the fifth kingdom, we're the fourth kingdom, is the human kingdom. Above us is the fifth kingdom, which is composed of the masters of wisdom, whose leader is the Christ himself. And he's the head of that hierarchy. And he rules it quite a bit different than a worldly king, in the fact that he's recognized as a leader because of his intelligence and of how tuned in he is to spirit, how correct and reliable his decisions are. So, but a member of the hierarchy, if they were to question him, that would be fine. Because what the higher hierarchies do is they allow the interplay from everyone, because no matter how intelligent you are, no matter how good you are, you're going to make mistakes. And if a person is given unlimited power over other people, and he's of the opinion, well, I've got to be infallible, and then he gives a command, and it turns out the command was the wrong thing to do, and there's no way to correct it, well, he will refuse to correct it because he will think, well, I'm infallible, so I can't admit this is wrong. And this is what happens with dictators. Like Kim Jong-un, for instance, he doesn't admit he's wrong no matter what. He was threatening to send nuclear missiles our way a while back, and that kind of died down. I think he figured out that was would get him into a lot of trouble, so he kind of backtracked, but nobody accused him of being wrong. You know? Nobody said, hey, that was a real stupid idea. If anyone said that, they wouldn't be on Earth anymore.